Broadcasting live from Studio E down here in Central Florida, I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and this is Off the Beaten Path. Today's date is September 25, 2022. It's been a full week of news and sound bites and news being passed off as real news, much of which I would call and label the fake news. Please visit the RBN website for great resource articles and provocative insight and share what you have learned. RepublicBroadcasting.org. That's RepublicBroadcasting.org. My email address is offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. Our phone call in number is 512-248-8252. Nice to be back into the chair here. I got hacked last Monday. If anybody wonder why I didn't do a Monday show, I got hacked. Interesting. I've decided that I got to be really careful what I talk about on my telephone. I'm being hacked. I'm being monitored very closely. And evidently, my subject matter was probably was the reason why. And somebody decided to jam my signals and jam everything up. My wife's in the other room using her computer fine. They were inside my computer and jamming it up so I couldn't actually get on. So that's why there was no show on Monday. I learned a valuable lesson. Again, don't talk what your show is going to be about with people on the phone, as it will probably be hacked and used against you. So that's pretty much what happened. So, well, that's par for the course, right? The corrupt criminal FBI, am I surprised? No, not really. Just going to be a little smarter next time. By the way, next Monday, in my second hour, Rob McDonald's usually there. He's not going to be there. He's off on some things. He's going to be gone for 1 week. He'll be back the following week. Hour two, Steve Starrs with his unique and interesting perspective will join me in that second hour tomorrow night on the National Intel Report. Looking forward to that. Steve's a great guy. Actually, I owe him a lot for kind of bringing me in the back door here to RBN and talk radio. I appreciate him. He's a good guy. Where do I start? This is going to be an interesting show tonight. It's going to start off very personal about me. Steve has lost his mojo. Yes, I have lost my mojo. I have lost friends lately, family, more family, an employer, and I feel quite alone these days. The last month, I have felt very down. Typically, jazz music is my release. I've talked about it. That's why it's bumper on the shows. I always use jazz to kind of pep me up and relax me. It usually is my release, and it hasn't been for a month or so. I do not look forward to my Friday show. I haven't in a while. I watch the clock. It's a 3-hour show. Got my stuff all in order, clock out, I bolt out of there that fast. I am not happy. I'm not a happy camper. You know, this COVID doom, I think it's what's set into a lot of people's psyche. I've always found myself to be very strong-willed, a strong person. You have to be, if you're working at ER and ICU, you have to be a strong person to be able to handle it all. I handled it all very well. But I think the abandonment of friends and family and people I trust has finally taken its toll. And I don't think it's ever going to return. I think I have to say goodbye to a lot of people. And thank God I have a rock, my wife. She's very, very supportive. She knows that something's been going on with me lately, and we talk a lot. And I've decided to take at least a month off from doing any jazz shows. Going to focus on me, try to find myself again. Try to get my mojo back. I will continue to do RBN Sundays and Mondays. I've just got to find myself. Like I said, the abandonment of friends and family, employer, based on what? What? But I speak the truth. You don't like my viewpoints? Geez, whatever happened to free speech? I respect other people's speech. I do. I agree with you. I disagree with you. Respectfully disagree with you. But I you have a First Amendment, right? You have an opinion. Something very good, very wrong here. Something is very wrong here. Very wrong. Also want to mention something else that's bothered me, and I was going to say it last week. I think I was going to say it on Monday. Callers, I'm not going to identify who callers or caller is. Calling in, you hate the Jews. It's the Jews. It's the Jews. It's the Jews. And I hate Alex Jones. I hate Alex Jones. And Alex Jones is working with the Jews. And all this stuff. I don't want to hear it anymore. I don't want to hear it, okay? Don't generalize. I know plenty of Jewish people. Very nice. Some of them are very, very nice. I trust them. Some I don't. I don't generalize Jewish. You want to point a finger at Israel for the way they treat the Palestinians? Go at it. I'll join that discussion in a heartbeat. Their policies? Go after it. I support you. It's Israel. It's Zionism. Yeah. Go after it. Have a heyday. I'll join you. But stop with the Jews and the Jews and the Jews, because you generalize and you place everybody in one pot. And we shouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that with anybody. With criminal blacks, criminals that are Hispanic, Chinese, I wouldn't do that. And you shouldn't either. If he's listening, I hope you're listening. Because I'm going to give you a little time off from calling in to my show. I'm going to give you time off to think about that a little bit. And another thing is, you never stay on topic. We're talking about this, and you call in about the Jews and Alex Jones. We're not talking about the Jews and Alex Jones. We're not talking about any of that. We're talking about something else. Try to stay on topic. Can you do that? And then the arrogance, the little bit of attitude that he didn't like it. You don't get what it's going. If you don't get it, then all right, I'm hanging up. Well, then hang up. I've been more than fair to you. More than fair. When other people said, you know, don't let this guy on. Don't let him on. Don't let him on. I said, you know, give him a chance. Maybe he had a bad day. I've done that. And I'm going to give you a month off or so. And they'll reevaluate the situation here, maybe, possibly. And I'm sure I'll probably get some negative emails. Now, if I get negative emails and I get some slanderous emails coming my way for making this point, guess what? You screwed yourself. That means it's over for you. So I would be very wise of how you construct your words if you send me an email. You've been warned. I'm a nice guy. So think about what you're going to say and make sure you say it right if you're going to say it. Because if you're blocked, you're blocked. You're history. I don't know where else you can go to get this kind of platform to talk about anything pretty much you want to talk about. I don't restrict anybody. We don't have call screeners to say, oh, no, you can't talk about that. Actually, maybe we need somebody as a call screener to say he wants to talk about this. Well, we're not talking about that. Time to call back at another time. We're not talking about that. Maybe that's the good thing about this call screener is that you stay on topic. But I'm a little tired of the generalizations, and I'm tired of the – there's several hosts on this network who get these calls from callers. And they go on the rant. It's on a daily. It's the same rant you said yesterday about the illegals, about this. It's the same rant. Can you please elaborate? Can you change it? Can you come up with something different? You know, and it's the same rant. By the way, I did a nice interview with Andrew Carrington Hitchcock on Wednesday. It was nice. Always a pleasure to work with this guy. I like him. I'd like to meet him someday. Out of London, and it is now on the RBN webpage. I titled it. He lets me title these things. It's nice. You know, what do you want to call this, Steve? Well, let's call it this. I like that. So far, it's always worked out well, my titling of the show. But the show is called Meet the NIMBYs. Not in My Backyard, an American Hypocrisy Story. Starting off with pretty much shaming the liberal elite at Martha's Vineyard. God, they hate to be laughed at. They hate to be mocked. And they can't handle that, can they? The shame of Martha's Vineyard. How the 50 migrants were treated that landed there. They were sent there by Ron DeSantis. Not in My Backyard. You know, I have yet to hear anybody in the mainstream media talk like this. Nobody will use NIMBY. Have you noticed this? I'm the only one. I haven't heard anybody in mainstream say NIMBY. NIMBY. Now, they probably would use NIMBY if it was Donald Trump or somebody they hated. But you see, the mainstream media is protecting these snob elites in Martha's Vineyards. The Obamas, the Oprah Winfreys, these loathsome people, the double standard, the hypocrisy, not in my backyard. Pretty shameful. And the media's dropped this one big time for a reason, because, well, they're protecting him. It is shameful the way they acted and treated 50 migrants that landed there. Shameful. And we should not let him forget that. Never let the liberal forget his mistakes. Hold them accountable. Maybe it'll shape them up in their behavior. Maybe. Just possibly. If you shame them a little bit, maybe they may just change their ways. I don't know. Well, the Weather Channel's doom and gloom has started. I guess if you have been watching the news at all, the glass is always half empty with these people here. Got a arrival of a thunderstorm, a tropical storm, actually, a tropical storm that will probably turn into a Category 4 hurricane. Expected to reach my area sometime Wednesday. Expected to become a Category 4. The jubilance of the Weather Channel. They're so excited about this. They just can't wait there. They hope it hits Category 4. I keep thinking they're going to screw up. The Weather Channel is going to screw up. And they're going to overestimate. They're going to say this tropical storm is going to turn to a hurricane. It's going to be a Category 6. Wait a minute. I didn't think we went that high. Yeah, well, we go to 5, but we've come up with a new scale now. And 6 is pretty much wipe you off the map. So Ian is supposed to arrive sometime on Wednesday in my area in Central Florida here. And we went shopping today on Sunday, and I forgot all about this. Like I said, I really don't think much of the Weather Channel. They overshoot everything. And so I know they're trying to drum this up as the hurricane of the century, the storm of the century. Remember that movie? The storm of the century. So we go to Walmart to do some shopping, and I hate that place. I really hate shopping there. It wasn't for saving a little bit of money. Yeah, I would never shop there. If I was a millionaire, I'd never shop there. So we go get some things that we need. We go probably once every week. And the panic buying has already started. Oh my gosh, I'm watching people run around like ants, you know, kicked from the mound. They're all bumping into each other. They're rude. They're not very nice. They're not smiling. Some of them have masks on. They have the fear in their eyes. And what's going on here? Oh, we got a storm, a tropical storm. Gulf of Mexico, it's coming up. It's going to maybe turn into a hurricane. These people are freaking out. They are buying water, 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 water. My God, we're going to run out of water. We're surrounded by water out here, by the way. Central Florida is surrounded by water. All you'd have to do is go down with a pail, take it home, and boil it. And you could drink it, cook with it. All this, we need water. Pallets and pallets and pallets were brought up from the back to the front, and they were flying out that door. Gotta get water. We have to have water. It's everywhere. Water. What do you think the gators swim in down here? Water. We got an ocean. We could get the water there if we ever need water. I don't have to worry about water. I'm on a well, so I don't even worry about it. But point is, people are going crazy with the buying spree. We got to get all this stuff. And notice the alcohol was flying off the shelf too. If there's going to be a big storm, I got to have my case of beer, you know, nachos and beer in a storm. Life is good. But they were panic buying today at Wally World. There is a concern that I noticed a couple weeks ago. Walmart. We're going to talk about Walmart. We're going to talk about economy stuff tonight. Some big things that are on the horizon here. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to be big. If the CEO of Federal Express is saying we're going to see a global recession, I expect it worse than that. I expect it to be worse than that. What I noticed a couple weeks ago walking into a Walmart, all these big boxes, these big giant cardboard boxes, and they were huge. And they were stacked, you know, not stacked, but side by side, lined up. And I looked at them closely and said, huh, I'm willing to bet those are self-scanning machines. I bet they are. What do you think they were? Today, we went shopping over at Walmart, and they were the self-scanning machines. They'd set them all up in the last week. They set them up. There are 34 shopping lanes, checkout lanes at Walmart. 34. It's probably average. Probably most Walmarts are 30 to 34. There were only two checkers. Two checkers of 34. So 32 were self-checkout. They are getting rid of their employees. Which brings me back to Patrick Wood's book called Technocracy, the Trojan Horse. We saw this coming. We thought about it. We heard about it. Now we're seeing the action. Walmart has decided now, we've let you go long enough with this waiting in line for a checker. There was a year trial on this whole thing. They found it's time now to ramp it up. We're going to get rid of these employees. You know, it's funny when you bring this to the attention of an employee and saying you're getting all self-scanners, you're not going to have a job. They smile and they laugh and they say, oh, they'll find something else for me to do. Really? Maybe you can fix the wheels on those shopping carts that wiggle back and forth and they don't go anywhere. Why don't you fix those things? We'll be right back.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Braxton Brothers are our bumper for tonight. The name of the CD is called Now and Forever. And these guys are great. I've actually met them and interviewed them. Nice guys. Nice guys. I'm hoping to get my mojo back for jazz. I'm kind of going through the motions, but I'll still continue to do bumper here at the network. But let's get back into the business section here. I'm talking about Walmart putting in their self-scanners here, their self-checker scanners here, getting rid of their own employees, technocracy, getting rid of the need for people here. And we've seen this for a while. We know what's going on. Now that you understand Agenda 2030, sustainability, and the Great Reset, and about how the need to get rid of people, depopulate this earth, then it all makes perfect sense. Of Walmart has always, to me, has been the inside track to government corruption and this plan of depopulation. Yeah, I already have enough money. So the Walmart CEO, their retail Nostradamus, I like to call him because he sees the future, has canceled billions of orders. canceled billions of retail orders. What's going on here? Target has canceled $1.5 billion of retail orders. Now we got a holiday coming soon. We've got Christmas. You think they would actually... No, this is the weird part about it is, the strange part is, you're seeing Christmas stuff put in the stores. The trees and all the glitter and all that stuff are coming into the store, the decorations, the trees, but they're canceling billions of dollars of orders. Electronics, everything you can think of, they're canceling those orders. Which will be interesting to see is to track the Baltic Dry Index and watch this. Now, this is definitely going to prove my point that the Baltic Dry Index is being tweaked, just like Wall Street is with quantitative easing and plunge protection. They have been tweaking the Baltic Dry Index. Now you've got billions of dollars of orders that have been canceled by the big guy here, the Walmarts, the biggest of all the retailers there. Target's probably two or so, I guess, I imagine. They're canceling $1.5 billion, and watch the Baltic Dry Index continue to rise. So what do you think they're shipping back and forth? They're not. Again, this is another global economic indicator that is being tweaked to fool you, into staying into the into the markets, Wall Street. It's fooling you to stay in the markets, flat out. There should be beefing up of the stores in the retail, and we're not seeing that at all. So something is big. Something big is coming. Very big is coming. And I'm also wondering about the Federal Reserve raising the interest rates here. I remember in my business classes in college, one of the last things you ever do in a recession is start putting up higher taxes or higher interest rates. You don't do that. You don't do that. Yes, there's a lot of excess cash floating around in the economy, and it's not attached to anything. That's why you have inflation. By the way, inflation is not caused by you and me. It's caused by the government. They created inflation by printing too much money. Printing too much. They are responsible for inflation. Not you and me, not the consumer. But when you see the Fed now is raising the interest rates here and trying to think they can cool off the economy with this recession here and get things back to working order here, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Even a war, if the United States starts a war with this Ukraine-Russia thing here and tries to meddle in and get into that war or defend Taiwan, another stupid thing they could do, get themselves wrapped up in another Vietnam here. This is not going to save your economy. This overspending and overprinting has been going on for a long, long, long time. What's going to happen with these interest rates going up? This is like the fourth time they've raised the rate. What's going to happen? Well, you're going to kill off the three B's. You're going to kill off borrowing. You're going to kill off buying, new buying. And you're going to kill off building. Death to the three B's by these high interest rates. Not going to be a good thing. We are going to look at, they talked about last year, but we are going to see a dark winter this year. Do you know who's going to even see a darker winter than we are? Europe. They're going to be freezing in their dark winter. Stay tuned. Next commercial.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Turn into a category four. I don't know. It may not. It probably fizzle out. Who knows? But I love these headlines they use to get you, to instill fear into you here. The next named storm could be a monster hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico. Monster hurricane. Yeah. Let's scare some people at the time of a non-existent storm that might become a hurricane. Let's scare them. What's the point? Oh, it's ratings, advertising dollars. Oh, I understand. So that's why you use the fear. All right. Got it. I understand very much. So the other day, when I noticed all the scanning machines at the Walmart, I'm in a checkout lane. I always go to a checkout lane with a girl or somebody. I just don't like to do the self-scan. Yes, I can do it. But I'm not going to. I'm trying to keep people working. So there was a woman behind me. And she's a very nice woman. Wasn't very attentive, as she had her purse wide open and two $100 bills sticking out of her purse. She turned her back a couple times. I could have swiped it if I was a dishonest person. And I said, "Hey, hon, you're going to have to close your purse up here. You're at a Walmart. Anybody sees that, they could have just taken the $200. Oh, you're right. So what she do? She takes the $200, she wads it up, and she sticks it between her breasts. This woman's in her 70s. Okay, well, I guess that'll keep somebody from stealing your $200. Yeah, put it between the breasts there, and that'll work. So we're talking, And I've decided, you know, she appears to have some back issues. And I said, you know what? Let me help you put all your goods on the conveyor belt here. Happy to do so. Happy to help you out. She goes, that's very nice. Very nice. And so I load all her stuff on the cart there on the conveyor belt. And she said, I was in a career where I used to help a lot of people also. And I said, well, what career was that? I was a nurse for 43 years. Well, I had a smile on my face about that time. It shows. Happy to help you out. We start talking about the Walmart customers. An odd bunch most of those people are, unfortunately. Tattooed up, piercings, just some of the most odd people you ever meet go to a Walmart. Matter of fact, there's actually a yearly edition of Walmart shoppers. You can actually buy a book. Somebody's actually paid enough attention to say, you know what, I can make money off this. There's so many freaky, weird people at Walmart. I'm going to walk around with my camera, take pictures of it. I'll put a yearly edition out. This is the best Walmart has every year. So we get on this topic about the odd shoppers there. I don't even like to go. Like I said, it's got to do my shopping somewhere. I don't like the Publix, but so I'll shop here at the Walmart. I try to find the perfect timing so I don't see the freaks at all. So we start talking about the people, and I said, have you noticed in the last 2 to 2.5 years how readily that we see a presence that of Satan rearing his ugly head? Have you noticed in the last 2 to 2.5 years, Satan has been everywhere in our economy, everywhere you go, you see terrible, terrible, terrible things. You see people doing terrible things to other people, doing terrible things to animals. 2 days prior to that, having this conversation with this elderly woman, which brought me to this conversation of Satan being everywhere in your face. It's all here, and we are supposed to just what? I don't know. These are very bizarre times. I don't see Christianity. I see the presence of Satan pretty much everywhere now. And the news, always the bad news. Satan, 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 killing Satan. 2 days prior, I found, I think it was on freedomsphoenix.com, one of the sources I go to once in a while along with Lou Rockwell, somebody had put a video up here, a very disturbing, horrific video. I'm amazed that they could actually put this up, but it was on. And I didn't want to watch it, but I watched it because I wanted to see if it was overplayed or it was real. A 33-year-old Indian man in Mississippi, somewhere in Mississippi, working at a Chevron station at 09:30 in the morning, had a robber come to rob him. The store was empty at 9:30. It was kind of amazing. Prime time for gassing up and donuts and everything else. The store is empty. The robber comes in, points the gun. I want your loot. I want all this stuff. The guy was compliant. The teller was compliant. Gave him everything he wanted. Opened up the safe. Gave him the cash for the withdrawals, for the deposits for the bank. Gave him everything he wanted. And the guy said, get on the floor. The robber jumps over the counter, says, get on the floor, get on your knees, get on the floor. And he shoots him in the back of the head, execution style. I was very bothered by that. Very bothered by that. And that's why I'm 100%, I suggest, I highly recommend, since law enforcement is never going to be there for you when you need them, I suggest, I highly recommend everybody applying now, get your paperwork going now for concealed carry. This is why I carry. Because of monstrous people like this, Satan people like this. This is why I carry. I would have taken this guy down in a heartbeat. I just wish somebody was in that station at the time had stopped this before it happened. He took the life of a 33-year-old man who came here from India a couple years ago for wanting a better life. They're shipping his body back home to India on Tuesday. Wow, that's something for the family to tell everybody. Well, we sent our son off to America, and they killed him. So much for the American dream, huh? Well, it doesn't stop there. Every day, this probably stuff happens everywhere. And then what I see down here in Florida, what happens? Somebody has a suitcase, throws it over the railing into the river. Somebody sees it. What's in that suitcase? Stops her car, goes out there, wades into the water, pulls the suitcase out. And what do you think it was in the suitcase? Little puppies. A second time it's happened in the last 2 weeks here. Throwing puppies in a suitcase or a container into the water, trying to drown them. I think on top of everything else that's gone bad in the last month, I didn't need to see this execution-style killing, this needless killing of a person when you got everything you wanted, and then the cruelty to animals. And I say to myself, what has happened? What is going on in this world? What is going on? So I had a conversation today with a chaplain, a police chaplain. Boy, did I pick his brain. About law enforcement, suicides, cops going crazy, the psychotropics, beating people, shooting people. It was an interesting discussion I had with this chaplain today. And much of my suspicions were pretty much agreed upon. The macho image, this and that. And yeah, the psychotropic drugs appeared to be a problem with the volatile anger and the temperament of these law enforcement officers. Interesting stuff I learned from this guy. I asked him, do you find more satisfaction in working for the church, or do you find more satisfaction working for law enforcement to help officers? He said apples and oranges. Night and day. I think you've probably found more satisfaction in working with a congregation at a church. The defunding of the police is serious. And it didn't actually take that video to watch that video to tell me that. But again, here's a monster on the loose. So they caught the guy. Long, lengthy, lengthy criminal history here. Do you think you're going to hear Pelosi and Schumer and Nadler, any of those people talk about the criminals, the predators, in a bad light? No. They have more rights than the victims. Again, I suggest, I highly recommend you thinking about filing some paperwork and get a concealed permit and get some gun training. Get some training. The nice thing about having a concealed carry is nobody knows you have one. If you had an open carry, what's the first thing somebody's going to want to do some harm, look around for? He's looking around for the guy who wants to be macho, who's got the open carry. Look at him. Oh, there's Clint Eastwood here. Thinks he's going to be a hero here. Yeah, his gun shows really well. I'm taking him out first. A concealed carry is your best. And it's the way to go. Don't be macho about this here. But protection, protecting yourself, family. You never know when you may be in a situation, or you may be in the back of a convenience store where somebody comes in, and this actually happens, and you may have a chance, an opportunity to stop it, stop the monster. Which brings me to my own personal story. Very similar happened to me. I was about 18 years old, out of high school, still unsure what I wanted to do with my life yet, what I was going to do. I ended up going 2 years later, floated around in jobs and this and that, and decided 2 years later that I'd go in the military and do 4 years and figure it out. But I worked for a gas station chain called Speedway. I'm not even sure they're around. I think they're in the Midwest. Speedway gas stations and convenience stores. And I was trained on day shift. And they said the night shift is your permanent position. So you're going to be working night shift. Okay. Well, it's not a bad neighborhood. I know where it is. You know, it's what, 3 miles from my house, maybe, west side of Indianapolis. West side of Indianapolis at that time was a pretty safe side of town to be on. You didn't want to be on the east side, but the west side of Indianapolis, you're in good shape. Family, community, schools, everything was fine. We didn't have any major problems. So I did my night shift. I had a guy come in, try to shortchange me. Did you break this 50? Yeah, okay. Would you break this 20 now? Would you break it? And he's always keeping an eye on what, kind of like looking what's in my till. And I realized what he was doing. He's trying to shortchange me. And I said, that's it. We're done here. You've got enough change. And thanks. Going to buy something? Turned around and left. But as he left, he started to look in the corners of my store. He got a nice little visual. I could see it. He was so obvious. What's he looking for? He's looking for security cameras. Right away, I'm going, oh, no. 18 years old. I don't have a gun on me. What's going to happen here? So he leaves. I had a police officer come in not too long after that. And I told him, he goes, oh, yeah, you got to watch that stuff. Interesting part is that there's no cameras in my store. Back in the 1980s, early 80s, there were no security cameras in the store. Not one security camera. Not one. So my boss came in the morning for her shift, ready to turn over and ready to leave and go home myself. I told her what had happened, the short change. The guy was looking for security cameras. We don't have any. And I was quite concerned. Why don't we have security cameras? No answer. I don't know. Do we really need them? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I thought about it. I said, well, I'll tell you what, here's what we're going to do. And here's an 18-year-old kid telling you this. I had common sense. I thought about this, and I didn't really care if it stepped on her toes or not. My life is worth something, and I'm not going to chance it. So here's what we need to do. You need to find somebody else to work a night shift, and I will go on day shift and work day shift hours. She said, no, there's no position on day shift. It's night shift. So either work nights or you don't have a job. I said, I guess I don't have a job. All right. Thanks. Goodbye. I left. She wasn't happy. Well, before I said that, she said, well, what are you so scared about? Why are you being such a pussy about this? Are you serious? You're using this language at me? I'm being a pussy and scared about what? My safety? You've got nothing to deter anybody. You've got nothing to deter anybody. And I said, as a matter of fact, if I had been robbed, I would have given him everything he wanted, tanked his car up, loaded his car full of groceries. How do you feel about that? Well, I get you fired. Amazing. For the minimum wage to put my life on the line here. I said, well, am I going to go on day shift or not? No, that's okay. I quit. So she did not have anybody to take that night shift position. They did have a couple day shift people because they're really busy on days. So she ended up taking my position at nighttime. She took my night position. I think it was like 7P to 7A. She made the news about 2 weeks later. She made the news in a very bad way. She was found in the back of the storeroom. Hands were tied. She was gagged, lying down on the floor. She was robbed. Maybe it was that guy that tried to shortchange me. They couldn't catch him. There's no cameras. So I had to go in and I had to rub it in her face a little bit. When I came in, I saw that in the paper. I said, yeah, I hear you. I heard you made the news. Huh. Still calling me a pussy, huh? I said, do you realize the statistics of these people, these killers? They don't shoot a woman because they all have mothers. For some reason, they're still loving to their mothers. So they won't shoot a woman. But they shoot the males. Lying face down, execution style, they shoot the males. You got lucky. Had it been me, I probably wouldn't have been as lucky. I probably would have been shot in the back of the head. And I turned around and walked out. Security cameras finally came into that store. But, you know, it's sad that it takes an incident, something like this, to actually bring out some common sense to say, you know, we really should have cameras to protect our people. Are we not assets? Are we not assets? Huh. Guess not. So that senseless killing this week was had me upset the entire week. And again, I highly encourage you to think about applying for paperwork to get concealed carry. Smart thing. And get some training. John would say the same thing. Protect yourself.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
And we are back. Let's go to the phones and talk to Andy in Texas. Welcome, Andy.
Thank you, my friend. Steve, you know, there's a couple of days that passed here. The 24th was set up, and even we saw, you know, how they predicted 9/11 and the Simpsons and whatnot. They also predicted on episode 9, 24th season, predicted an EMP. So we got, you know, we're all aware of all these different dates and stuff. But then you got Shemitah that's ending here on Monday of a seven-year holiday, a Jewish holiday of some sort. And usually when that happens, there's some sort of market crash or whatnot. I mean, you look at 9/11, which might have been the end of Shemitah, but then 7 years later, there goes the housing bubble, and then I don't think something happened because it was on a Sunday this next 7 years or whatever it might have been. However, all these different events are taking place. Then you got the Catholic Pope over there saying, hey, recall all your money. All Catholics, get your money into the Vatican Bank by September 30th. Okay, great. September 30th, so let's get it done. Okay, and then next thing you know, now we're hearing in Australia from September 30th till August or October 3rd, there'll be no ATM working at all in Australia during this time. And I got that from Dollar Vigilante Jeff Berwick and also from Max Egan, who is from Australia. They're shutting down all of the ATM machines from the 30th till the 3rd of the following month. Now, having heard all that, what is your perspective? Because there's a whole bunch of stuff going on along with that, with CERN and this Brockovich lady. Mm-hmm. She's trying to open portholes and stuff. You know, that lady who paints with urine and blood and feces and stuff. So what is your take on stuff like that? Do we even have is there any way to explain this kind of stuff that they're doing right now? Are we going?
You know, there's a lot of people making predictions. I remember we were talking about this September 24th, based on a German diplomat that had let the cat out of the bag, evidently before one of these legislative committees here. He said the 24th of September, we will always remember where we were on that day, as if something significant was going to happen on the 24th of September. And the politicians all gasped and go, oh, my God, he let the cat out of the bag. He told something is going to happen. I don't know what it is. It's a 9/11 type situation. Is it something with Ukraine and Russia? Is a nuclear power plant going to be hit? All these things that were kind of being laid out there, that something bad's going to happen on the 24th. And again, nothing did. I'll come back to your question in the second hour. Stay tuned.
Been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.